I feel good, na 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 na. I knew that I would now, na 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 na. So good, yeah, yeah. If you're in the habit of feeling good, if you're in the habit of getting puff, lifting heavy, being fit, being strong, if you're in the habit of having a positive attitude, using positive words, if you're in the habit of being an optimist and a solution finder, is it possible that life's going to be pretty bloody great? The reverse of that, if you're in the habit of being negative, being angry, being judgmental, being a gossip, if you're in the habit of treating people badly or treating yourself badly, is it possible that life's pretty ordinary, pretty crappy? So what's with the habit thing? Can you break a bad habit? And the expert suggests no, you can't get rid of a bad habit. You just replace it with a different habit, or even better, you replace it with a good habit. But that's got to be a conscious decision. You can't just hope that the good habit's going to fall out of the sky in a pretty big box and you'll have gotten rid of the bad habit and replaced it with a new one. It has to be a conscious, think about it, change it, your choice. But that's the really big question. If you have bad habits, do you want to change them? Do you want to be healthy, fit and strong? And as I always talk about every single day at Romax, do you want to be healthy, fit and strong? Do you want to have a career or business that you love? Do you want to be financially free so money's not controlling your life and you're not struggling for every cent? And do you want to have great people in your life? Do you want to have great relationships with yourself, with your family, with your friends, with all of the people in your life? And if the answer is yes, you want them, but you haven't got them now, how do you get into the habit of being healthy, fit and strong? How do you get into the habit of never accepting a lousy, stinking, rotten job, a bad boss, or working with people that you don't like? How do you get into the habit of being a wealth creator rather than being broke? And how do you get into the habit of only accepting great people into your life? And is it possible that if you are doing the opposite, so you're not healthy, fit and strong, you hate your job, you're broke all the time and you're struggling for money and you've got poor relationships because your communication skills are poor, is it possible that that has become a habit? So one of the biggest habits, of course, is the words that we use. We get into the habit of using the same words, or even worse. Words are often controlled by what's trendy at the moment. So the words that the social media influencers use, or the celebrities use, or the sports stars use, there seems to be a fashion for words. If you get caught up in those words, it seems that they can also control your headspace. So what if you change your words? What if you made a conscious effort to change your words? So I'm just going to use a simple example. In Australia and New Zealand, there's this really, it's a really normal two-word combination where people say, no worries or no problems. So if somebody says, thank you for doing that, people would say, no worries, no problems. The challenge with both of those words is they're negative. No is a negative, and problem is a negative, and worry is a negative. So if I'm constantly saying to my own brain, no worries, no problem, is it possible that all I'm hearing is negative rather than positive, even if it's only subconsciously? Another interesting one that I'm really aware of this one, so I often share it with people to suggest perhaps remove it from your vocabulary. The word is extraordinary. I want to be extraordinary. Do you really? Because if you put those two words together, you're ordinary, pre-framed with extra, means you want to be even more ordinary. I want to be extraordinary, not just a little bit ordinary. I want to be extraordinary. See, that's a word that we use a lot, but it has a very negative meaning because your brain doesn't know how to deal with it. So what if you change your vocabulary? What if that was a really great way to break bad habits? So I'll use another beautiful example. For me, saying the names of the days of the week, I'm out of the habit of that. I don't do it anymore. In fact, I feel a little bit sick when I say the normal days of the week, because I say magical day, terrific day, wow day, thankful day, fun day, super day, sparkle day. I'm in the habit of doing that. Now, when I first decided to do that I wasn't in the habit of that. I had to change my vocabulary inside my head. So every time I heard myself go to say the word Monday, and I even hate saying that word, I changed it before I said it to magical day. But I had to do that consciously. I had to think about it every single time. And now I don't have to think about it anymore. It's just a normal part of my vocabulary. If somebody says, how are you, Roe? There's never, ever a thought that I would say something as ridiculous as not too bad, which is one of those things that you hear on a regular basis. I'm bad, but not too bad. Yuck. So I'm always awesome, amazing, fantastic, sensational, spectacular, healthy, fit and strong and happy. Because if I keep putting those words into my head, I'm in the habit of using positive vocabulary. And is it possible that our words control our thoughts? And they are our thoughts, because our thoughts are simply the words that we use inside our head. Our thoughts control our actions, and our actions control our results. Isn't that really exciting? So any bad habit that you've got, if you don't want to do that anymore, you just have to change it for something else. So I'm in the habit of exercising every single day. I started doing that, and this is the injection into my life, which some people would call negativity. When I was 10 years old, somebody said to me, "You're fat." Now, they weren't being nasty and they weren't fat shaming. They were just telling the truth. I was. My father was an excellent cook. He used to make beautiful food every day, and I used to eat too much. The very next day, I started exercising, and I began the habit of exercising. Now, that was at 10 years of age. Now, 50 years later, I'm still exercising every single day. It's a habit. I don't want to break the habit. I love the habit. It makes me feel fantastic. People say, "How often should you exercise?" My answer is always the same. How often do you want to feel good? I want to feel good all day long, every day. People say to me, "Rowie, you can't be happy all the time." I say, "Yes, you can, because if you change your brain chemistry to happy neurotransmitters, you can't be unhappy. And exercise does that for you. But if every time you feel miserable, you get drunk or you take drugs or you gamble or you smoke or you write nasty things on social media or you just go to social media, a lot of people are now in the habit of opening up their phone and scrolling through social media. Is that really the world? Is that really what's going on in the world? But most people, their headspace is in the habit of wake up, open my phone, read the rubbish that's going on social media and believe that's what's actually happening in the world. But if you look out your window, it could be sunny, it could be free water coming out of the sky, it could be windy. There's beautiful things out there. But we get into the habit of this, of the phone, rather than look out the window. But that's just a conscious change. Instead of opening the phone, habit of opening the phone, get into the habit of waking up, and I always say jump out of bed with energy, enthusiasm, excitement, and then go outside and get some fresh air and sunshine and breathe it all in and start the way differently. Start the day differently in a different way. See, that's just changing one habit for another. If you're used to eating junk food or you're used to drinking large amounts of alcohol, if you're used to taking pharmaceutical recreational drugs because you're in the habit of doing that when you feel bad, the idea of getting your headspace changed, I want to feel better. That's why I love exercise, because the side effects of exercise, obviously drinking and gambling and smoking and taking drugs have horrible side effects, but exercise has a magnificent side effect. Is you feel good, great hair, skin and nails, you fight germs, bugs, viruses and diseases, you have a fast metabolism, you've got great self-confidence and self-esteem, you feel fantastic. That's what exercise does for you. So that's why I like to be in the habit of exercise. So if you look at any habit, and this is really interesting, if you learn how to ride a bike, if you learn how to touch type, if you learn how to drive a car, particularly if it's a manual car, that all requires at the start conscious competence. You have to think about what you're doing. But when you get really good at it, you don't have to think about it anymore. You become unconsciously competent. You don't have to think about consciously whether or not to do it. Your body can just do it. So if you know how to drive a manual car, for example, when you first started driving, it was first gear, clutch, second gear, clutch, third gear, clutch, accelerator. You had to put all that into a process. But now if you know how to drive a car, you don't have to think about that anymore. Maybe it was about how to use your phone. You got a new phone and it was all confusing, or a new computer and it was all confusing. But now you know how to do it because you've done it so many times. But the initial start, the change of the brain, and that's where the brain gets strong from change. So every time you get rid of a bad habit and change it for a good one or a different one, you get stronger, tougher, mentally tougher and stronger, and you change what's called neuroplasticity. You change the way your brain works. So if you want to get rid of a bad habit, change it for a good one, but you've got to think about it. So instead of saying Monday, I say magical day, and now I'm used to it. I'm subconsciously competent to do that without even having to think about it. I know how to drive a manual car, I know how to use my phone, I know how to ride a bike, I know how to go snow skiing. I don't have to think about it anymore because I'm so used to it, because my body has done it so many times. And that's all you've got to do. If you're in a situation where you've got bad habits and you want to get rid of them, and do you want to get rid of them? And if you really do, all you need to do is change the bad habit for a good one and think about it. So do you want to? Can you? Yes. And if you want to set the example, and I always ask this, if you're a parent, a teacher, a coach, a boss, or a leader, and you've got people in your life with bad habits, surely we don't have an option to say, I can't change my bad habit, or that's just me, I can't help it. Surely if we've got bad habits and we're living an example for our kids, for our future leaders, for our future adults, we have to make the changes required so they can see that it's possible. And maybe we need to say it out loud. I'm not going to open my phone when I wake up this morning. I'm going to jump out of bed with energy, enthusiasm, excitement, and I'm going to go outside, get some fresh air and sunshine and get puffed so I can start my day in a different way. If you want to live your life to the max, could it be a really great idea to choose to live your life to the max? Woohoo! Super duper doo! How are you? Living my life to the max, healthy, fit, and strong. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Woohoo!